For millennia, humanity was dominated by three merciless horsemen: famine, plague, and war. Once seen as inevitable divine punishments, we've now transformed these existential threats into manageable challenges. Famine, which once killed up to 15% of France's population in harsh years and claimed millions in China, is now rare. When it occurs, it's usually due to politics, not food scarcity. Our situation has reversed so dramatically that obesity now kills more people than starvation, with 2.1 billion overweight people compared to 850 million undernourished in 2014. Infectious diseases, which once devastated populations without warning, like the Black Death killing a third of Europe or European diseases decimating indigenous Americans, are increasingly controlled. We've eradicated smallpox and developed HIV treatments within decades of its discovery. War, too, has declined significantly. Human violence caused 15% of deaths in ancient agricultural societies, dropped to 5% in the 20th century despite two world wars, and now accounts for about 1%. Nuclear deterrence and economic globalization have made trade more attractive than conquest. The real revolution isn't the elimination of these challenges, but their transformation from inevitable tragedies into solvable technical problems, opening new possibilities and responsibilities for humanity. Having largely conquered our ancient enemies, humanity now pursues three ambitious projects: immortality, happiness, and godlike powers. These goals, once considered blasphemous, are now approached as technical challenges. The quest for immortality has become a serious scientific pursuit, exemplified by Google's Calico, a company focused on solving death. Ray Kurzweil's ambition to live forever represents a paradigm shift, viewing death as a technical problem rather than metaphysical inevitability. A world of 150-year lifespans raises profound questions. Would leaders retain power for decades? Could traditional marriage survive? How would education adapt to century-long careers? The pursuit of happiness has become equally central, with nations tracking gross national happiness alongside GDP. Yet despite unprecedented material abundance, happiness levels remain stagnant, suggesting our evolutionary programming may resist constant contentment. The most ambitious project is the pursuit of divinity through biotechnology, cybernetics, and artificial intelligence. We're developing powers once attributed only to gods, creating life, engineering minds, and manipulating fundamental reality. These pursuits, driven by economic incentives and human ambition, increasingly define our species' trajectory. The modern economy's demand for constant growth pushes us toward ever more radical technologies, ready or not. Living organisms, including humans, function as biochemical algorithms, a fundamental insight in modern biology. Emotions like fear, love, and desire are computational processes evolved for survival, not mysterious spiritual forces. A gazelle fleeing from a lion demonstrates this algorithmic nature. If predator detected, then activate escape response. This algorithm persisted because it enhanced survival. Similarly, human emotions like parental love or sugar cravings are evolutionary programs that solved specific survival challenges. This computational perspective suggests artificial intelligence could eventually match biological intelligence. Self-driving cars already navigate complex environments through calculations alone without experiencing emotions. This raises questions about consciousness. If algorithms can perform complex behaviors without subjective experience, what purpose does consciousness serve? Why did evolution produce beings that feel while processing information? Scientists now recognize consciousness extends beyond humans. Chimpanzees, elephants, and some birds show self-awareness through mirror recognition tests. For example, Santino the chimpanzee planned ahead by collecting rocks to throw at zoo visitors, demonstrating complex cognitive abilities. Even rats display sophisticated emotional behaviors, helping trapped companions without reward and sharing food, suggesting empathy and social bonds beyond simple algorithms. This algorithmic understanding of life enhances rather than diminishes its wonder, revealing the complex consciousness of other species while prompting deeper questions about AI and consciousness. Humans create meaning through shared stories and beliefs in fictional entities like nations, corporations, and human rights. These aren't mere fictions, but intersubjective realities that exist because people collectively believe and act on them. Money illustrates this perfectly. A dollar bill's value stems purely from shared belief, not physical properties. Similarly, corporations like Apple exist as legal fictions in our collective imagination, sustained entirely by shared belief. This ability to create and believe in shared fictions is uniquely human. While other animals can imagine real or fictional things, only humans can create and believe in entities that exist purely through collective belief, like human rights or nations. These shared stories have driven human history. Ancient Egyptians built pyramids believing in divine pharaohs. Medieval Europeans built cathedrals believing in Christian salvation. And today we build skyscrapers believing in capitalism and consumerism. Writing amplified this capacity by spreading fictions beyond face-to-face communication. Bureaucracies shape reality through written documents. When something is officially declared on paper, it becomes real regardless of physical facts. Understanding this web of meaning reveals that much of our reality consists of contingent stories rather than natural inevitabilities, giving us both the freedom to question existing narratives and the responsibility to shape new ones. Liberal humanism faces three key technological threats: economic obsolescence through AI, algorithmic authority over individual choice, and biological enhancement creating inequality. While technology historically created more jobs than it eliminated, AI now matches or exceeds human performance across both physical and cognitive domains, from driving to legal work and medical diagnosis. Even creative and emotional work is vulnerable, with algorithms composing music and creating art, challenging the notion of irreplaceable human value. Big data and biometric sensors increasingly understand human behavior better than people understand themselves, undermining the liberal premise of individual authority. Meanwhile, biotechnology threatens to create enhanced biological castes through genetic engineering and neural implants, challenging the humanist belief in fundamental human equality. This creates what Harari calls the great decoupling, the separation of intelligence from consciousness, as we develop intelligent but unconscious systems while potentially enhancing human consciousness through biotechnology. Throughout history, humans have imagined gods with powers like immortality and creation. Now, these powers are becoming technologically achievable. The transition from Homo sapiens, wise human, to Homo deus, divine human, is unfolding through concrete technologies rather than mystical means. This transformation follows three overlapping stages. Biological engineering, through tools like CRISPR, will allow us to modify our genetic code to eliminate diseases and enhance capabilities. Cyborg engineering will integrate non-organic components into human bodies, from current pacemakers to future neural interfaces. Finally, the creation of non-organic beings could lead to digital minds unrestricted by biological limitations. This evolution occurs gradually through countless incremental improvements. Each enhancement seems reasonable alone, like curing genetic diseases or helping the paralyzed walk. Yet collectively, they're reshaping humanity. Modern capitalism accelerates this process, as life-extending and capability-enhancing technologies represent massive market opportunities. This trajectory raises critical questions about inequality, species identity, and human rights as capabilities diverge. As we approach godlike powers, we must remember that traditional deities were revered not just for their abilities, but for their wisdom and compassion. The true challenge of becoming Homo Deus may lie not in developing these technologies, but in wielding them wisely.